The miracle that saved three future presidents. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned two Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a ninth degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a ninth degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a nine-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
A ferocious storm battered the tiny ship. Those on board weren't confident that the wooden sides could hold up to this type of punishment. But the Mayflower continued on its journey. And what a journey it turned out to be. Particularly for young John Howland. During the storm, young John came up from the lower deck and onto the exposed top deck. Why he came up in the middle of the storm, we may never know. John wasn't on the top deck very long before the violent storm swept him overboard. Those who saw it thought he was dead for sure. For John sunk below the waves, and they thought that was the last time they would ever see him. But a few seconds later, John appeared from beneath the waves, and he had hold of a rope that was attached to the ship. It is a miracle in and of itself that the rope attached to the ship was dangling in the water. And an even greater miracle that John's outstretched hand was able to grasp it as his body hit the cold sea. The men on board the Mayflower quickly came to John's rescue. They pulled and they heaved at the rope and were able to pull John alongside the ship. They then lowered the boat hook and scooped John up like ice cream being put in a cone. Watching the scene play out in front of her as if it was a modern-day horror movie, 12-year-old Elizabeth Tilley stood on the deck as her emotions convulsed with anguish. What a relief when they pulled John on board. In the not-too-distant future, Elizabeth and John developed a budding romance. And it was a romance for the ages. They eventually married and had 10 children, 82 grandchildren, and their descendants sprinkled the American countryside like lilies on the prairie. Some of their descendants included the actors Humphrey Bogart and Alec Baldwin. Their most famous and influential descendants include three United States presidents, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. But what would have happened if John Howland had died that day? Just what would have happened to America during World War II if FDR wasn't in the White House? What would have happened if Saddam Hussein had been able to continue his rampage against tiny oil-rich Kuwait? And what would have happened if we had not had the strong leadership of George W. Bush after September 11, 2001? Thank goodness we will never know. The Bush family faced a second miracle saving in the 1940s. During World War II, the senior Bush was the pilot of a three-man torpedo bomber in the Pacific. Now, this was an extremely dangerous job during the war. Bush flew 58 combat missions during World War II. One of the more stressful missions happened in June of 1944. Bush and his crew took on anti-aircraft fire, which forced them to make an emergency landing in water. An emergency landing is harrowing at any time, but in water, under those circumstances, it is nearly impossible. Little did they know, that experience was a cakewalk compared to what was to come. And on September 2, 1944, they were again hit by anti-aircraft fire during a bombing run on a Japanese island. It was as if a giant boxer had hit the underside of the plane. Bush described it this way. Suddenly, there was a jolt as if a massive fist had crunched into the belly of the plane. Smoke poured into the cockpit, and I could see flames rippling across the crease of the wing, edging toward the fuel tanks. His plane was on fire, but Bush managed to finish his bombing run. He then made his way out to sea. His two companions, already dead, may have been the lucky ones. His plane was crippled and not flyable. Bush's only choice was to bail out of the plane. As he disembarked, his body hit the tail before finding clean air. The impact ripped a gash into his forehead and his parachute. Somehow, Bush made it to the ocean surface, still conscious of his surroundings. He was losing a lot of blood and being stung by incessant jellyfish, which caused noxious vomiting. Despite all this, Bush managed to swim to his inflatable lifeboat. The hours felt like days as he floated there on the ocean surface. The Japanese were searching for him, and certain torture was in his future. If not for the American fighter planes which drove off the Japanese boats looking for Bush, his name would be just a footnote in history books. But Bush was finally rescued by an American submarine, the USS Finback, and the future 41st President of the United States lived to see another day. My friends, every day we face certain doom if not for a miracle from God. How many times have we crossed over death without even an inkling of its existence? We will never know on this side of heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to take this day for granted. I hope you will do the same. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting or organizational event? Look no further than Mark Bowser. Mark Bowser is one of the top motivational business speakers on the circuit today. He is the ultimate storyteller, writing several books including Unlocking the Champion Within, Some Gave It All with Danny Lane, Jesus, Take the Wheel, Sales Success with Zig Ziglar, Nehemiah on Leadership, and the soon-to-be-released Leadership Mastery. Mark Bowser has presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, United States Marine Corps, Dell Computers, Purdue University, FedEx Logistics, and many, many more. Book Mark Bowser today for your next event. Contact him today at markbowser.com.